The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
U.S. Nation. That's Biz Markie.
And I knew that.
Early 90s hip hop. Now, Linnell, you're going to catch some shrapnel here. Tobias caught it yesterday. You're going to catch it today. You might be confused. For those of you tuning in, welcome. Grant Nanny Show here on The Fan. Linnell's in for GP. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Yada, yada, yada. Happy Festivus to the rest of us. The last time Washington was this good, 10-5 in a season, was 1991. Therefore, we're playing old school early 90s hip hop.
Great.
It's normally we'd be doing Christmas music, but that theme trumps the normal theme. You with me so far?
I agree.
Now, there's going to be a lot of 90s hip-hop for the rest of the show. You might be confused. You might be a little bewildered, okay? Because what you'll hear are the words.
Oh,
you
right.
See what I'm saying? Like, you're used to not words. You're used to muttering and mumbling and weird little beats that you can do on a Casio keyboard for like $11 at like a KB Toys.
So I think it's you're not a Gunna fan.
What I like is music. Is hip hop. I'm a fan.
The hippity hop.
Yeah, from when it was awesome. Now, this is what normally happens when people get old like me and they talk to younger people. I understand this is the normal course of events, that new music is for the young. I'm just here to tell you this time, I'm right and you're wrong. You see what I'm saying? Not you personally, no, but kind of you.
Just time.
Like, yeah, when my, usually it's like, oh, Dad, you don't get it. Right, it's sorry we're not Bachman Turner Overdrive here. You know what I mean? Like, sorry it's not Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. These are bands. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But it's a whole new sound, Dad. There's punk rock. There's heavy metal. There's hard rock. There's everything in between. I got hip. I got too much musical taste. Too much is good. You're just old and you don't get it. That's kind of where we are. But this time I'm right. And whereas my dad, his generation was wrong, I'm right about this.
I knew the song, though, by the way.
You did?
Funny story, I actually met Biz Markie.
Did you really?
Bowie Town Center in like 2009. He was outside of the Champs, just casually walking around. It's a big
and
dude.
And it was really Biz Markie?
It was really
was
Biz
Markie. Was
it just
Markie. A big dude?
No, it was not just big black guy. It was Biz Markie.
I'd have been steamed.
Apparently, Biz Markie is big Bowie guy.
Yes.
Because I used to work at the Best Buy in Bowie, and he would come into the Best Buy in Bowie regularly.
Thought I was lying, Darius confirmed.
Well, that's awesome.
I've definitely met Biz Markie at Best Buy and Bowie several times.
People sleep on him in Men in Black, by the way. Where he's in the movie for only like one scene. You know what I'm talking about, Darius?
Men in Black.
And it's a movie. Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones.
Will Smith.
This is tough. trying to think of what derailed the show. Oh, it was that. Okay, so. But he basically, like, they're like, the whole point is he's an alien and he has to, like, beatbox in a way that only he can because he's Biz Markie.
Right.
And it was awesome. They got him for that. Anyway, a lot of hip hop throughout the show today. 800-636-1067. I promise we'll get back on the rails. Here it is. I'm grateful this holiday season for Jaden Daniels. This has been such a wild ride. It's been so much fun. As a point of reference, I get these odds from, various sports books over and around America. And from, I believe it's Bet Online, Jaden Daniels is now such an overwhelming favorite for Offensive Rookie of the Year that all the bets are off the board. Does that make sense? In other words,
wow,
they're not even going to let you bet on something stupid. They're like, listen,
he's clearly going to win.
He's clearly winning. Wow. So even if you wanted to waste your money on someone else, we're not letting you.
Okay.
Right? Because he's such a shoo-in.
It's very un-Vegas of Vegas.
Yeah. Well, really, it's because there's no odd that they wouldn't lose money on by making it Jaden Daniels.
For sure.
That makes sense? Like, right. if I bet a dollar, I'll still win 7 cents, but they got to pay that 7 cents out, right?
That makes sense.
Anyway, what are you most grateful for when it comes to Daniels? There's so many attributes and so many things that are wonderful. What is your favorite thing?
I'll be honest with you. Like, to me, and we're going to take calls on this. Danny will give his. We'll let the producers chime in. I think what I'm about to say, Danny Ruelle, is the number one thing we all should be happy about because it leads to everything else. If that young man didn't bust his ass the way that he did in the film room, the getting there at 5 a.m., doing all that stuff, we wouldn't get to see 5 touchdowns against Philadelphia. We wouldn't get to see the almost victory against Baltimore. I think for Daniels, everything starts with the work ethic. And I think that is the major difference between him and the last 2 first-round picks Washington drafted at the quarterback position, Robert Griffin III and Dwayne Haskins, God rest his soul. This guy just gets it. And you heard the stories in the summer, right? And I kind of rolled my eyes initially like you when you hear the coach speak stuff at the podium. Oh, he's getting to the facility at 5 a.m., first guy in, last guy to leave. I'm so jaded as a fan, I was like, oh, psh. They're supposed to say that. They said the same thing about former first-round pick X, you know? Mm-hmm. But to see it come to fruition, and I think I really started to see it during the preseason stuff where he's changing plays at the line of scrimmage, and we're like, whoa, 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 I can't believe he's doing this already. That, to me, is probably what I'm most thankful for with him because it leads to everything else in underscores him being my hero right now, man.
There are a million different answers to this, and it's hard for me to choose, but Jake in Bristow has mine. Jake, your favorite thing about Jaden Daniels?
Dude, you got to go composure. You got to go willingness to put his neck on the line for his team. He doesn't get rattled. I mean, the guy shows up every day. He puts the work in, and he's smiling. He's having a fun time. I mean, I love the guy.
That's it.
I agree.
So the work ethic was mine in the offseason. Mm-hmm. I'm going, like, this is it, man. And some people glossed over that. I didn't. I go, I'm – a lot of guys think they get to the league and they feel like they've arrived.
Right.
I know you and I have sparred in the past about Chase Young, mm-hmm. but I thought that was the Chase Young pathology, where you even heard it a couple different times, and his dad called into our show. And
well, that was my last moment with him,
well,
by the way.
But it was like, he got to the NFL. It's a success. You're 100% right. Mm-hmm. And that is a success. Most guys don't. I didn't make it to Major League Baseball. I wanted to. I failed. But, like, that's not the end. That's the opportunity then to be able to work. And that pathology has taken a lot of guys, quite frankly. It's this is what got me the Heisman. This is what got me to be the number 2 overall pick. This is what's going to get me to be a great player. You don't just turn it off because you got those first 2 things. So that's probably on my podium. But Jake just said it.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing too big.
Ever.
I get nervous about stuff. Maybe he does too. You wouldn't know it.
Right.
He's laughing and joking and smiling and relaxed. You can tell with body language. You know, there are guys that they could say one thing in the huddle, like, all right, guys, follow me.
Yeah.
He said, follow me. But you didn't believe it. He sounded like his voice was breaking.
Exactly.
But when he's laughing and gives you the authority, like, I got it, you believe in him because he does.
Yeah.
Nothing's too big. He doesn't get rattled. When they get down, that's fine. Give me a second. And even if it doesn't work, it's not because the moment was too big for him. That's what it is to me. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Anthony in Chantilla. Anthony, what's your favorite thing about Jaden Daniels?
What's up, Ant?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, guys, Merry Christmas.
You too, bud.
I think this might sound like it's going to be overdone, but he's just so different from Robert. It's not about Jaden. He always gives credit to his teammates. It's always about everyone else around him. And then the second thing is it just feels sustainable. With Robert, it was gimmicky. It was they were protecting him from making leads and from making progressions and things like that. With Jaden, nothing is off the table. Everything is on the table. Everything is readily available for him to do and to change and to mix up. So it just doesn't feel like it's going to be a kind of one-hit wonder thing. It feels sustainable, and it feels like a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, I echo everything you said. And it's not too, it's not hokey, no. You know, it's not Virginia Tech. It is it's sort of a tangible thing where I know what happened in 2012. You were just a kid, but I lived through it. The excitement was unbelievable. There were still so many of those moments that I'll never forget, never take away. The like, there was a fourth down and 11 where he scrambled around, dodged four different dudes, threw it sidearm to Logan Paulson for a first down. And I'm going, oh my God, we have it. Yeah. I'm getting texts from Giants fans going, congratulations. This sucks. We got to deal with that guy forever. And then, of course, it was all taken away. We know what happened. I'm not here to re-legislate that. And I know that a lot of fans are just going, Heisman Trophy winner, number two overall pick, athletic quarterback.
Same guy.
It's going to end at some point.
Yeah.
There are differences. And it's not to belittle or undermine or speak bad about Griffin. It's not. This is its own story. Everybody that's here now was not there then, with the exception of like a couple staffers, working like, picking the hotel that the guy stayed at or something. Everything's turned over. Everything's different. He's different. It's not fair to bring up Griffin. We do it because it's a point of reference.
For sure.
But this is its own animal here, and it's pretty special.
I agree, too, because and the one big difference I would say between those two, outside of like the humility stuff, because I get annoyed with that. I hear all the bad stories about how Robert was in the locker room, this and that. I think if Jaden suffers the injury Robert suffered, while there may be an initial drop-off just because the kid is a one-of-one athlete, he would still be a high-level starter in this league if he could not run the football. And I think Sunday, and maybe I'm hyperbolizing it, I thought Sunday was his best performance from the pocket all season long. There had been something with him that I was starting to nitpick at a little bit, and we saw it with when the ribs were hurt, and I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, saying, oh, the ribs are the reason. Felt like there was a period of time, like a three-game stretch, where there wasn't a willingness to stay in there and take the hit while you're delivering the throw. Like, look, we saw Cincinnati.
Yeah, that Cincinnati throw. Terry.
It felt like there was a stretch during the middle of the season where that kind of faded, and he was avoiding contact while throwing it.
He was falling away, spinning off a couple times. Yeah, of course.
Sunday, he was a, I don't want to call him a statue.
Think of another touchdown to Terry.
Yes.
Right? Where the blitz is unchecked. He knows he's getting popped.
Yes.
And he puts it in the perfect spot, and McCorn makes a great adjustment.
And that stuff, that for me is like the thing that I'm in love with. And I think that is truly sustainable, whether he can run or not.
800-636-1067. One more of these, and we'll talk about Christmas gifts at 3. But what's your favorite thing? What are you most grateful for when it comes to Jaden Daniels? It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Linnell in for GP.